We know that all is fair in love and war, but what about advertising? Slate's ad critic Seth Stevenson has this review of a new campaign that uses the sincerest form of flattery to be very mean.
All right, picture this. A woman with her baby bursts into a meeting at America Online's headquarters, jumps up on the table, and starts demanding some changes in her service.
I want a better internet with unlimited access and spam and virus protection without me having to do anything.
You got it.
Now, before you dash off an email to NPR complaining that you've already heard this review, just wait a minute. This isn't the AOL campaign we discussed a few weeks ago, the one where customers ask for better features and the company says no problem. Listen to what happens next in the new ad.
Okay. And I want it all for $9.95 a month.
Yeah, you'd have to go to net zero for that.
That is what I thought you were going to say.
Switch to the internet service that's half the cost of AOL and ranks higher in customer satisfaction.
This ad is a spot-on parody of AOL's recent campaign, with one simple message. Net zero costs less. That's cold, yo. Apparently, net zero is not afraid to kick a brand when it's down. I spoke with Net Zero's Take No Prisoners chairman, Mark Goldston, who said he saw the AOL ads on TV and immediately sensed a chance to attack. It took less than 2 weeks to cast these copycat spots, with lookalikes aping the AOL actors, to build the identical sets, and to shoot and edit the ads. The Net Zero spots popped up while the AOL campaign was still on the air. Another Net Zero parody mimics an AOL ad where a huge crowd of AOL customers has gathered to give the company a few helpful suggestions. The Net Zero version actually feels more true to life. If you're going to stage a mass gathering at a corporate headquarters, are you going to do it because you like the company?
Hello.
Or does this sound more realistic?
We're members, and we just wanted to let you know that we're leaving. We can get unlimited internet access with spam and virus protection from Net Zero for only $9.95 a month.
Okay.
Anyway, these Net Zero spots are well done and speedily produced. But could they be a little too mean? Is there such a thing as sportsmanship when it comes to advertising? Neither Net Zero's Goldston nor I could remember any parody ads in the past, although they may well exist. But now suddenly, in just the past week or so, I've seen two such throwdowns. The other's an ad for Bud Light that walks all over a funny series of Miller football spots. I think neither Bud nor Net Zero will face any serious backlash for being too mean. It's just capitalism, after all. But that doesn't mean parodies always make for sound marketing. Budweiser has been responding to Miller's ads for a while now. Clearly, Bud has opted for a Clinton-esque rapid response policy. I think it's an unwise strategy for Bud, which is the market leader. What's wrong for Bud, however, is right for Net Zero. The situation here is radically different, as AOL has always been the alpha brand of dial-up services. AOL currently holds 45% of the market, dwarfing Net Zero's 7%. More important, Net Zero, unlike Bud, has a clear and quantifiable advantage to press. It offers pretty much the same product as AOL for a lot less money. If a Miller cost half of what a Bud cost, you can bet Miller would trumpet that fact. I give the Net Zero campaign a B+. Bonus points for getting these ads out so fast. And they're funny, partly because the parody thing feels new, for now. But the humor's not actually all that creative. In essence, it's just nya-nya little sis in the backseat of the minivan, copycatting everything we say. If lots of other brands start acting like this, we'll soon be yelling for mom to make them cut it out.
Seth Stevenson writes the ad report card column for Slate, and we should note that Slate is owned by AOL competitor Microsoft.